Yeah, so I'm going to record now. Hello and welcome again here at Raising Remarkable Teenagers. And today is Tuesday, Tips for Parents of Teens. Today, our guest was going to talk about a different subject, but they have had something happen, so they did come on. However, the show does not stop because there's always something to talk about when it comes to raising mentally well and highly effective teenagers. And for us as parents, without us losing our minds, right? So today, I want us to talk about a question that I've been receiving a lot from especially journalists. And I have been asked several times why what we teach is unique and why it's different from whatever else is being taught out there. Here is what I know. There is a lot of interventions about our mental wellness. And what we know is that a lot of interventions are external interventions. And what do I mean by external interventions? We are doing this, we are telling parents or teenagers, go and do this, go and do this, go and do this, go and do this, go and do this. That's what's going to help you. And now, I'm not saying doing does not help, but there is something even more deeper, more important that we should be addressing. And that is being. Who are we being? Because here's the thing. Yes, I can go for a walk, right? But if the internal conflict that is causing my mental wellness to deteriorate still exists, I will come back to me because I can never go away from me. You can go and do something else. Those are just very, you know, very temporary tactics. But what we offer here and what we talk about here, these are principles, and they're permanent principles, strategies that when you acquire them, because it's about recalibrating how your brain works, recalibrating your neural circuits. And that's the advantage we have over so many other external interventions. And now, please don't hear what I'm not saying, right? Don't hear what I'm not saying. I am saying all these things are okay. But what if we looked in to the cause of these mental conflicts and address that so that the kid or the parent or myself or you learns to self-regulate? This is the word we are coming to, self-regulation. Because here's the thing, stuff is going to happen. In life, stuff's always going to happen. We get kicked in the teeth, things happen that are, you know, beyond our control. But how sturdy are we mentally? How sturdy are we psychologically to be able to stand these happenstances, go through them, and then be able to come back and stand and then carry on. Right? So what I say to parents and also young people, and I'm telling you, once our young people understand this concept, my goodness, they take on their power because they realize they are no puppets to anything, that they indeed have a power to be able to control and recalibrate their own thinking, to catch captive whatever is trying to drain them. But most don't know that. And again, if we come back to this concept of a lot of interventions that do this, do this, do this, do that. But here what we teach is be this, be this, be this, be this. Because once you are that sturdy, settled, strong, grounded person, then the winds and the storms can come, but you are able to stand them. And we're not saying the storms and the winds will not beat you, or will not beat me, or will not beat our young people, or they will not beat the parents. These will. But when your neurocircuits, when your thinking is deeply rooted in your own power, you never have to fear whatever happens. And even when you feel afraid, for example, the other day I was teaching and I said, and someone said to me, Angie, you don't fear anything. I said, actually, I fear many things and often I fear. However, there's one thing I have learned, that when I feel fear, when fear comes knocking at that door, I have learned to breathe in and out, and then I send faith. And when faith gets to that door, fear flees. Now, you guys know this is not religion. So don't start thinking, oh, you have to be of the faith or whatever. That's none of that. Faith is an assurance of things hoped for, right? Like evidence of things you haven't seen. There is that confidence within you. There is something that you see that other people cannot see. And that is what pushes those of us who are able to stay on the greener side of mental wellness, of psychological wellness, as compared to those who remain on the red side. Now, this, as I always say, it's not a blame or shame session. I want you to imagine the mental wellness as a spectrum, like from what side is this for me? From this side to this side, right? So you have this string coming from one side to the next. Now, on each of those levels, there are really, really, really many, 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 many levels, right? So on this side is red. You are collapsing, depression, even, you know, crazy thoughts of wanting to eliminate yourself, right? On this side. And then on this side, you have your green. You feel well. You feel confident. You feel and you know and you have faith that things will work for you. You have courage. You know that nothing can overcome you. Now, none of us is always on the green. Believe me, because life kicks us on the teeth, right? All of us. However, again, like I said, this is what we teach here, self-regulation, because mental wellness is a spectrum, but it's also a self-work. Self-work that requires self-regulation. So here is what self-regulation looks like. Something happens today and I'm feeling clobbered, right? So I'm moving from the green, I'm coming down towards the red. And a lot of us who have ever suffered mental health issues, and I think everyone has, because if you have ever felt bad, if you have ever felt betrayed, if you have ever felt guilty, if you have ever felt shame, that is a deterioration of mental wellness. So none of us can claim we've never suffered. Of course, there's a range, as well as on this spectrum, it's there. There are people who are completely on the red and those on the green. But this is what I would like you to know, that you and I have the power to stop ourselves at any one point and to scroll ourselves back so that we are on the wellness side. So that we can perform at our highest levels. Because when you're on the problem side, it's very hard. It's very hard to think rationally. It's very hard to, you just feel doom and gloom. And when there's doom and gloom, you're not very productive. You're not productive to your family. You're not productive to yourself. You're not productive to the society most of the time. And again, this is not a shame and blame session. This is an awareness to remind us that it is possible for us to move ourselves steadily back towards the greener side. Right? And it's about taking those little steps. And I'm going to take you through a process that I practice, and I encourage a lot of my clients to practice, which works with certainty. And the reason it works, again, is because you are seizing your own power. And I'm telling you, I know this might sound like a bit corny, but there's nothing as powerful as a person, as a kid, as a whatever age you are, who has seized their own power because they are able to regulate, to capture those thoughts, captive, and decide, this is who I am, and this is what I'm going to be, and this is what I'm going to do, right? I said it was gonna be a short one today, but before I close today, I wanna talk about the awareness, and then there's also authenticity, and then action. I said I was gonna talk about this process that we use to help us move away from the red to the green. So that, because sometimes you can be snapped quickly to the red, or you're going slowly, you can feel yourself going slowly towards the red. And we know, right? So the first A is awareness. So there's three A's I'm gonna talk about today. The first A is awareness. And awareness entails knowing self, right? Knowing self, actually being in tune with how you're feeling, right? With how you're feeling, awareness. But even before that, information like what I'm sharing today letting you know that you and I actually have the power to move ourselves onto the healthier side of this spectrum of mental wellness, of mental health. That in itself should give you hope. That is awareness in itself. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's just, you know, it's like their mental wellness belongs to someone, it belongs to someone else, right? Or it's someone else's fault, that whatever they are feeling is someone else's fault, right? And in fact, a lot of people think, oh, it's because of this, it's because of this, it's because of this person. And it's true. It could be that there has been something that has made you move away from your wellness towards the illness or the problem. However, those are your feelings. Those are your feelings. Who is feeling bad? What, one of the questions I ask parents and I ask teenagers, and I have to ask myself, is when I'm feeling angry. In fact, today I was writing an article about a time I had adult acne, and the very one and only time I've ever had acne in my life. And I discovered the reason. Again, I diverge, but the reason that I was the reason I was having that outbreak was because I was angry and resentful towards someone, and because of that disharmony, my face broke up into this ugly, you know. Anyway, let's go back to awareness. But awareness, this is what, knowing that there are things that can cause these problems, right? But in that example, it was me that was harboring the resentment. It was me that was harboring the anger. The feeling and the pain is within us. And sometimes we waste time trying to beat or to make other people see how they have hurt us. Yet the only thing we have control of is ourselves. How am I going to be today? Where do I want to be on this spectrum? So awareness is very important. So knowing that, and we all know, if you're feeling bad, then your mental wellness is not good. You're not on the green, because there's no way you can be feeling so bad and hurt and not producing those negative chemicals, negative energy within you. The body and mind is very connected. The brain and the body is very connected. And that's why sometimes when you're feeling angry, you sweat or you feel hot. And you know, people say, I was mad, you know, I was red hot. Literally, because you're angry. And that's, so awareness is very important. Just know this is how I'm feeling. But just knowing is not enough. The next A is authenticity. What do I mean by authenticity? Being real with yourself. Are you enjoying how you're feeling? We have to come clean to ourselves, right? Am I enjoying this feeling of anger? Am I enjoying this feeling of feeling down, feeling moody, feeling defeated? Am I enjoying it? If you're not enjoying it, then it's not good for you. It's not good for me. And that's where we've got to be authentic with ourselves. We've got to hold ourselves accountable for our own health, for our own mental health. I mean, this, you know, sometimes when I speak like this, this sounds hard or far-fetched, But I'm telling you the truth. Until each one of us is able to hold ourselves accountable for our own mental health, nothing external is going to change it. Remember, I talked about the conflict. The conflict within. No one. Yeah, I can go and watch comedy. Yeah, I can go and run. Yeah, I can go and, you know, I can do all those things. And they are good because they do produce a bit of a relief. But until I recalibrate, until I reprocess my thinking, until I drop it, I drop this negative energy, nothing changes. So we've got to be authentic within ourselves. I have to decide this bad feeling is not nice. It's not nice for me. I'm not feeling nice. I don't like it that I feel this moody. I don't like it. I don't like it that I feel this, I'm having this negative self-talk towards myself. I don't like it, right? So we talked about awareness. So you are aware of these negative feelings, and then be authentic with yourself. And that includes holding yourself accountable. But here is the thing. To be authentic requires a willingness. And will, we know the will is one of the mental faculties. Willingness is not a feeling. This is a determination that I'm gonna do whatever it takes to shift myself from this feeling terrible, at least, you know, a degree, you know, a degree, 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 you know. No one is asking to jump from being completely depressed to being over the top or happy and like no problem and all that. All we are asking is, do something or be something, think something, recalibrate in a way that you just move just move the needle a bit. And now the last A that I'm gonna talk about is action. Here's the thing, guys. Yes, I can be aware of these negative feelings that keep us, you know, that are on this mental health spectrum. Right? I can be aware of them. I can know them because I've had them from Angie. I can know them because I've read them in a book. I can know them because I'm a scholar, I'm a psychologist. I can know them, right? In fact, you can even go ahead and say, you're being authentic, the second A, which is authenticity, to say, this, I don't like how I feel. I actually don't like how I feel. It's awful how I feel. It's awful how this is happening and what it's causing me to do or what it's causing me not to do. But if we don't exercise the last A, which is action, nothing changes. Without action on this awareness and authenticity, the information with that. I often say, if you've been in my community for any length of time, you know that one of the phrases that we use a lot is, and I probably know that some of you guys are saying it right now, is that without action on the information, on credible information, there can be no transformation. And what do we want? We want transformation. We want to feel well. We want to be well. We want to operate at our highest, right? And I know a lot of people, one of the things that's going about is it's okay not to be okay, right? And it's okay not to be okay. But what I say is, yes, it's okay not to be okay. But there's even something that's even better. You recognizing that well-being, wellness, your birthright. Recognizing that being well is your birthright and that you can be well. You can be well. Are you willing? Will you believe, right? It's simple. When I talk about it, it's simple, but it's not easy. And obviously we can talk about that, why it's not easy, because of the conditioning, because of the addiction. A lot of people are addicted to negative feelings. There's all that. But with the right community, with the right support, with people who are not just, like, I love this community because we don't just come here and moan. Yes, we have issues. We have issues as parents. We have issues with our teenagers. We have issues with our young people, our relationships. We have issues. So we come and talk about them. And then we decide, what now? What now? And that's why I say it's very important to know the groups that you belong to. Because if you're in a group of people who are just moaning about this, but there is no action to actually alleviate yourself from that situation, you're just gonna be in a group of grumblers, of grumpy grumblers and grumbling, it doesn't take you anywhere. In fact, it makes you even more grumpy. You just attract more people. And again, if you're in our community, you've heard us talk about we as human beings being electromagnetic, so that what you're thinking and what you're feeling is what you attract more of. And that's why being in a community that is supportive, in a community that is growing because of that energy, because of what you're hearing, because of the vibes, you begin to drop some of the shackles, I would say, some of the shackles that have held you down that have held you on this side of the spectrum for any length of time. So let's talk about action. Action. So what exactly can you do beginning today to help yourself? Because remember, we said it's a self-help thing. This, just like no one can, you know, when you feel like you want to empty your bladder, no one can do that for you. No one can do that for you. You have to, you feel it. You have to make that decision to go to the toilet and relieve yourself. And honestly, we as a community need to think of our mental health like that, right? Like really be in charge. When you feel like this is discomfort, right? This is uncomfortable. This doesn't feel good. So how do I get myself from this red onto the green? And there are many ways we do it. As you hang out with us, you get to know a lot of processes that we do to remain in what we call homeostasis. A position where your body is at rest, because when you're at rest, that's where healing happens. And I'm talking about holistic and wholesome healing. We know that's what happens. And that's why most of us go to sleep. That's why we are designed to go and sleep. Because when you're in that state of rest, there is rejuvenation, there is repair, there is growth happening, right? Even high creativities and your after you and I know after you've rested well, that's when you're more productive, right, as a person. So in terms of action, we have to take action. We have to be willing. And this sometimes may actually mean get yourself up, go and speak with your doctor, right? But don't abandon your life to the doctor. Don't abandon your life. Remember, this requires self-regulation. Work with your doctor, in cooperation with your doctor. Don't abandon your power to the doctor. Because actually, all the doctor can do is possibly give you those external, remember we talked about external or external solutions, maybe medication or social interventions, go and do this. But the internal, the internal regulation, that only you and I can do for ourselves. Just like no one can, I talked about going to empty your vowels. No one can do that for you. When it comes to our mental health, no one can do that for us. We've got to decide this is uncomfortable for me. This doesn't feel good. And this is what I'm going to do, right? So I'm excited to have had a chat with you. And I'd like to invite you to what I would like to call a self-care, I don't want to call it a seminar, but sort of a workshop where we can go through some of the actions that can help you actually move away from this red section of mental health problems. And you begin to move the needle towards the green. And how it can be that for you, that you're able to remain more on the green side. Instead of being on this drudgery doldrums on this side, it's not nice. For anyone who have actually been in those dark places, they're not nice. And I think most of us have been, and it's not a nice place to be. I don't know of anyone who willingly chooses to be that. But the reason we are like that sometimes is because we don't know. We don't know that we actually hold the power to be able to move ourselves back onto the green side of mental wellness. And we can do this. We can do this. For some of you, maybe you can just begin today. For some of you, you might need to speak with your doctor and also work in cooperation. Remember, it's working in cooperation. You still own your mental wellness, right? Even with, for example, if you're given medication, any sort of medication, still take time to ask yourself, why? Why am I feeling like this? Why? Right. And once you've discovered why you're feeling like that, a lot of it, like I said, in my case, right, when I broke up with that acne and then I was deep in the doldrums, was because I was angry and resentful about a lot of these negative feelings are what actually take us onto that other side. So let's be real with ourselves. Let us hold, remember we talked about awareness. And obviously here we are talking about awareness, and you probably know how it feels to feel bad and to feel good. I think everyone knows. And then we have to be authentic, hold ourselves accountable. I don't want to feel this. I am willing not to feel this anymore. I'm going to have to let go of whatever that is that's making me feel like this. Because here's the thing, the other day I wrote, I think it was LinkedIn, I wrote about forgiveness. And obviously people have all sorts of beliefs about forgiveness, but here is what I said. I have learned to forgive easily. And hold it before you throw stones, right? This does not mean that I am ignoring what someone has done. I am not saying what they've done is nice or it's good. But here is what I know. As long as you are linked or you're still holding a grudge towards that person, you are linked with them. In other words, you are shackled. And what happens when we have shackles? When we have shackles, we cannot advance, we cannot progress, right? And even if we try to progress with these shackles, because they are tight on us, the farther away we try to pull ourselves from them, but we are still linked to them, it's painful. It's a painful process. So you know what I've learned? I said I have learned to just unbuckle and let go. It's simple, but I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. But with the right kind of support, you and I can learn to just let go of these things, right? And as you learn to let go of energies and feelings and involvements, whether physical involvement or psychological involvement, that pull you into the deep doldrums of depression and anxiety and pain, the psychological wellness gets better. It gets better, right? And that's all I'm asking. And I mean, this is a topic that we could talk about for a long time, and I always say, above all, don't pretend that feeling good is okay. I said feeling good. No, feeling bad is okay. It's not okay. And now, when it goes to extended lengths of time, remember, I'm not saying you can never feel good, because we are human. We are human, and we get hurt, we feel ashamed, we feel guilty, we have all these negative energies. Why? Because we are human. But again, there's something called the traction period. How long? Now I want you to imagine this feeling bad is like poison. So you're injected with a little bit of poison. Now, you have the opportunity to decide, how long am I going to allow this poison to circulate in my body, right? In fact, there is a proverb that says that, I think it's a proverb or just a saying, one of my mentors, he used to say, Wayne Dyer used to say that it is not the snake bite that kills a person. It is the poison, it is the venom that we allow to circulate that kills us. So how long are you allowing these negative feelings to dwell within you? How long are you allowing these negative feelings, thoughts, to rent room in your body? How long? So, I am excited about this, and I feel grateful, and I am going to finish here today, and I hope I have been of some help. And if you've got any questions, If you've got any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me at Angie@RaisingRemarkableTeenagers.com. That's Angie@RaisingRemarkableTeenagers.com. And yeah, let's chat. And oh yeah, just a quick announcement, another quick announcement. You guys know that the book Smuggled is a bestseller. You all know that by now. So I'm still excited. I am a best-selling author. And of course, I'm still your, you know, a down-to-earth psychologist. I so love you guys. And one of the other things we have started to do now is consultancy for companies who want to retain millennials and Gen Z workers. And why do you think we are best placed for that? I think you've guessed it. Obviously, having worked with young people, teenagers and young people for over 20 years, we want to help companies to understand the mind of young people. What is it that they want? What motivates them? How is it that those, for example, the HR directors, the HR people can relate with these, our millennials and Gen Zs, in such a way that they actually want to work for you and they actually know you as a person that they can look up to. I mean, we can talk about that. So if you know or are aware of any companies that would be looking for consultancy about retention of Gen Zs and millennials, here we are. Angie's here and ready to support. And as always, our work is based on research and as well as results and wisdom. And once again, if you've got any questions, absolutely any questions, please contact us at Angie@RaisingRemarkableTeenagers.com or just go to our website, RaisingRemarkableTeenagers.com, and just check us out, right? Lovely. I'll speak to you soon, guys. For now, have a lovely, lovely time. And from all of us here at Raising Remarkable Teenagers, where we help parents raise mentally healthy and highly effective teenagers without losing their minds, we are going to say bye-bye for now. Bye now.